Good evening, this is Akashvani. I'm Sarabjit Kaur with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates Grand International Exposition of Sacred Piprava Relics related to Lord Buddha in New Delhi. Says sacred relics of Buddha are not merely artifacts but part of our revered heritage. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife captured by American army and flown out of the country after large-scale attack to face drug and terror-related charges in New York court. Venezuela demands emergency meeting of UN Security Council to discuss US attack on the country. 20 Maoists, including a commander of the banned CPI Maoist outfit, surrender before police in Hyderabad. Kolkata Knight Riders release Bangladesh pacer Mustafizur Rahman from its IPL squad after instructions from BCCI. Indian cricket team for three-match ODI series against New Zealand announced Shubman Gill to lead the 15-member squad. 43-day-long Magh Mela begins in Prayagraj. Over 21 lakh devotees take holy dip at Sangam on the first day. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that wisdom and path shown by Lord Buddha belong to all of humanity and his sacred relics are not merely artifacts but part of country's revered heritage. He said these relics are inseparable part of its civilization. Mr. Modi today inaugurated the Grand International Exposition of Sacred Piprava Relics related to Lord Buddha titled The Light and the Lotus, Relics of the Awakened One at the Raipithora Cultural Complex in New Delhi. He also unveiled the catalogue of this exposition.
Bhagavan Buddha ke pavitra relics ko apne beech paakar hum sabhi dhanya hai. Inka Bharat se bahar jana और लौटकर फिर भारत आना ये दोनों ही पड़ाव अपने आप में बहुत बड़ा सबक है. सबक ये है कि गुलामी सिर्फ राजनीतिक और आर्थिक नहीं होती. गुलामी हमारी विरासत को भी तबाह कर देती है.
The Prime Minister said after a long wait, country's heritage has returned. He said from today, the people of the country will be able to have the sacred darshan of these holy relics of Lord Buddha and receive his divine blessings. Mr. Modi emphasized that India is not only the custodian of the sacred relics of Lord Buddha, but also a living carrier of that timeless tradition.
Bhagwan Buddha ki hamari ye saajha virasat is baat ka bhi pramaan hai ki Bharat sirf politics, diplomacy, और इकोनॉमी से ही नहीं जुड़ता बल्कि हमारा जुड़ाव कहीं गहरा है. हम मन और संवेदनाओं से जुड़े हैं. हम आस्था और अध्यात्म से भी कनेक्टेड हैं. साथियों, भारत केवल भगवान बुद्ध के पावन अवशेषों का संरक्षक नहीं है बल्कि उनकी परंपरा का जीवंत वाहक भी है.
US President Donald Trump has said that Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, along with his wife, has been captured and flown out of the country, which came under large-scale attack early this morning. In a social media post, Mr. Trump said, US has successfully carried out a large-scale strike against Venezuela and its leader. He mentioned that this operation was done in conjunction with US law enforcement. Several large explosions were heard early this morning in Venezuela's capital, Caracas. U.S. Attorney General Pamela Bondi said deposed Venezuelan President Maduro and his wife Celia Flores will face criminal charges after an indictment in New York. Venezuela has strongly criticized the Trump-led government of the United States, accusing it of carrying out what it described as extremely serious military aggression. Venezuela has declared a national emergency and denounced the U.S. military aggression. Vice President Delcy Rodriguez demanded for proof of life and the location of the President Nicolas Maduro and his wife Celia Flores. Venezuelan Defense Minister Vladimir Padrino Lopez announced a deployment of military forces across the country. Venezuela also demanded an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council to discuss the US attacks on the country. Several countries across the globe, including Russia and Iran, have criticized the U.S. military attack on Venezuela, calling it a flagrant violation of the country's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel also condemned the attack and demanded an urgent response from the international community. Back home, Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated 9 projects and laid the foundation stone of 2 projects worth 373 crore rupees at a function held at Sri Vijayapuram in Andaman and Nicobar. This includes inauguration of an integrated command and control center costing 229 crore rupees. It will be a comprehensive integrated command and control center for security purposes comparable to those in any developed city in India. The Home Minister said the transformation that has taken place in these 11 years is a result of BJP's unwavering commitment to considering every inch of the country's land as Mother India.
After Narendra Modi ji became Prime Minister, instead of considering these islands as part of an isolated country, he made a new effort to recognize them as an important strategic region of the nation. He has continuously worked to ensure that all the facilities available in other parts of India are also provided to all our brothers and sisters living on the islands.
Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today inspected the nation's first Vande Bharat sleeper train. Talking to media, Mr. Vaishnaw said that the train is designed for overnight and long-haul journeys. The minister stated that the fully air-conditioned sleeper service will be flagged off in the second half of this month between Guwahati and Kolkata, marking a major upgrade in long-distance rail journeys under Indian Railways. He added that the Vande Bharat sleeper marks the next phase of India's semi-high-speed rail transformation, promising faster travel, better comfort and modern safety systems.
Vande Bharat Sleeper is part of Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji's commitment to transform the Indian Railways. Designed for overnight journeys, the Vande Bharat Sleeper has been developed with a completely new design, keeping every detail in mind. The train has been carefully designed with attention to every aspect. Its first service will begin between Guwahati and Kolkata. This year, around 10 more Vande Bharat sleeper trains will be built with a total target of 12 trains for the year.
Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnaw underscored that India has made significant strides in technology with major advancements in 4G and 5G networks, semiconductor chips and telecom equipment. He said this while participating in the Panch Parivartan program organized in memory of Atal Bihari Vajpayee and Shrikant Shankar Joshi in New Delhi today. The minister highlighted that the country's manufacturing sector has grown substantially with a strong focus on producing essential goods. Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct Prime Ministerial review governance reforms. Today, in this special series, we take a look at Bhubaneswar Dalang Puri Rail Line project.
The doubling of the Bhubaneswar-Delang-Puri rail line of 70 kilometres was a critical railway infrastructure project undertaken by the Ministry of Railways and implemented by East Coast Railway in Odisha. The project, worth 1,650 crore rupees, was sanctioned in March 2012. This project was conceived in anticipation of the Navakalevar festival scheduled in July 2015, which was expected to attract nearly 50 lakh devotees. The project faced significant challenges concerning timely completion and commissioning. While substantial progress had been achieved, including doubling of the 40-kilometre Bhubaneswar-Delang section and the 13-kilometre Delang-Sakhigopal section, the remaining 17-kilometre Sakhigopal-Puri stretch remained under execution. To avoid delay, Prime Minister Narendra Modi reviewed the projects under Pragati in June 2015. Mr. Modi directed the Ministry of Railways to ensure completion of all works well before the festival, and state government was advised to focus on security, drinking water and sanitation issues. This directive brought focused accountability to the implementing agency and elevated the project to a priority status. Following these interventions, the project achieved 100% physical progress and was commissioned on 2nd July 2015. With Dipendra Kumar, Suparna Saiya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. A total of 20 Maoists, including People's Liberation Guerrilla Army Battalion commander of the banned CPI Maoists, has surrendered before Telangana Director General of Police Shivdhar Reddy in Hyderabad, along with Battalion Commander Badse Sukha alias Deva and Telangana Committee member Kanknala Raji Reddy. 18 other Maoists surrendered. Kolkata Knight Riders KKR have released Bangladesh pacer Mustafizur Rahman from their IPL squad following instructions from the BCCI. Earlier confirming the move, the franchise said in a statement that the board has permitted KKR to sign a replacement in accordance with IPL regulations. BCCI Secretary Devajit Sekia confirmed the decision. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 72nd National Volleyball Tournament in Varanasi tomorrow via video conferencing. Over 1,000 players will compete as part of 58 teams representing various states and institutions in the tournament, which will be held till the 11th of this month. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, today announced India's squad for the three-match ODI series against New Zealand beginning January 11, with Shubman Gill named captain and Shreyas Iyer appointed vice-captain. Shreyas Iyer returns after a spleen injury from last year's Australia tour. Rishabh Pant retains his spot despite Ishan Kishan being named for the upcoming T20Is and T20 World Cup. Virat Kohli and Rohit Sharma are also included. India squad for New Zealand ODIs, Shubman Gill captain, Shreyas Iyer vice-captain, Rohit Sharma, Virat Kohli, KL Rahul, Washington Sundar, Ravindra Jadeja, Mohammad Siraj, Harshit Rana, Prasidh Krishna, Kuldeep Yadav, Rishabh Pant, Nitish Kumar Reddy, Arshdeep Singh, Yashasvi Jaiswal. The 43-day long Magh Mela commenced today at the Sangam in Prayagraj with the auspicious dip on Posh Purnima. Devotees began taking the holy dip early in the morning. According to the Magh Mela authority, 21,50,000 pilgrims had taken the sacred dip at the Sangam till 4 p.m. today. More details from our correspondent.
The 43-day long Magh Mela started today in Sangam area with Posh Purnima Snan, which will culminate with Mahashivratri Snan. The important dates of bathing this year includes Makar Sankranti on January 14th, Mauni Amavasya on January 18th, Basant Panchmi on January 23rd, Maghi Purnima on 1st February and Mahashivratri on February 15th. The Mela administration has made elaborate arrangements for the pilgrims, including Kalpvasis, who stay here at the banks of Sangam for 1 month. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates Grand International Exposition of Sacred Piparwar Relics related to Lord Buddha in New Delhi. Says sacred relics of Buddha are not merely artifacts, but part of our revered heritage. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife captured by American army and flown out of the country after large-scale attack to face drug and terror-related charges in New York court. Venezuela demands emergency meeting of UN Security Council to discuss US attack on the country. 20 Maoists, including a commander of the banned CPI Maoist outfit, surrender before police in Hyderabad. Kolkata Knight Riders release Bangladesh pacer Mustafizur Rahman from its IPL squad after instructions from BCCI. Indian cricket team for three-match ODI series against New Zealand announced Shubman Gill to lead the 15-member squad, and 43-day-long Magh Mela begins in Prayagraj. Over 21 lakh devotees take holy dip at Sangam on the first day. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.